There's a mitzvah to immerse yourself in the preparations for the sukkah. According to the Yerushalmi, even say a bracha when you build a sukkah. Bracha tet halacha gimel. Right? You command us to make a sukkah. Ulam lemaisa, but practically, nifsak b'talmud bavli, in our bavli, we paskin, shemvarchim al mitzvahs beit kuma. We make a blessing on mitzvahs when we fulfill it. Hainu be'et yeshiva b'sukkah, when we're sitting in the sukkah. Then we say the bracha, but not building the sukkah. We said gemara menachas min bet and the shulchan aruch, tafresh mem ayin. Okay, so no bracha. Still, clearly when you're building the sukkah, there's some type of mitzvah going on here. And chassidim and men of, you know, good nature, pious men, would immediately build their sukkah after Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. To go from one mitzvah to another mitzvah. And we try to finish it by the day afterwards. We already have our sukkah up. We have a mitzvah, don't pass it up. So it's the right Ramallah. The dot, Beit Shammai, according to Beit Shammai, Sukh lakim at the sukkah mituch kavona likayem bet the mitzvah sachag. You have to have intention when you put up the mitzvah. Should make for yourself a sukkah 7 days, so it requires kavana. Therefore, for example, I would say, you couldn't have a non-Jew build your sukkah for you. You couldn't even probably have a katan, would be questionable. You know? If you didn't have intention, it's possible. The whole sukkah does not count. Ulam halacha, but the halacha is, kedat beit hillel. Like Beit Hillel, she'ein chova lakim et sukkah v'or mitzvah d'chag. There's no obligation to put up a sukkah. Ela kol she'asa ota b'shvil tzel, she'ra. Even if, as long as...
The mitzvah is to dwell in the sukkah, not to put it up.
Exactly. V'fichach sukkah she'asu ro'im o shomrim k'dei lagin al atzman min ha'chamak, she'ra. So even if I made a sukkah for the wrong reasons, let's say I just put it up there to protect me from the sun, it's still kosher. Or if a non-Jew did put it up for shade, it's still kosher. That's how we pass on the Shulchan Aruch and the Sukkah Daf Chetam Aleph. That's sugya. Ela shamru chachamim, but the rabbis say, shim lo asu et sukkah avur mitzvah zachag. If you didn't do it for the sake of the mitzvah zachag, lechachila tzarech lechadesh badavar likrat sukkas. Ideally, you should still take something down and put something up new in honor to do it lechvod sukkas. Kegon sheyosif baal schach. You add some sort of schach or something. Yeah. Take something down and then you put it back up again.
So it should be on schach because that's really the mitzvah.
That's the ikar of the mitzvah. Exactly.
It's not on the walls or anything.
The sukkah is the schach. Exactly. Chen din sukkah yishena, an old sukkah. Haina sukkah shenot ra'am yishana shabrav. You have a sukkah that's less than last year. Mitzad edin yikshera on the one and it's kosher. But since it was made for last year's sukkahs, it's not considered like a sukkah which was put up for the sake of the mitzvah sukkah. Therefore, you have to add schach, which is tefach al tefach, or some sort of reed.
What's tefach a tefach?
Tefach is like, you know, a fist, a hand's breadth.
What's tefach?
A little bit, a tiny, a hand's breadth width and a hand's breadth length. Just a little bit. Basically, put something up. If you put up the sukkah to hide things, psula, then it's possible. However, it's not even done for a shade. Or if you made a sukkah to be a permanent house, even though you made, you know, even though technically the schach is made of wood, which is actually kosher for schach, psula, it's possible. Because it's not a temporary dwelling. If you want to make these sukkahs kosher, you'll need to take off the schach, which is on them, and put them up again for sukkah. So, for example, in a pergola, you know what those are? Those porches, and they have those wooden things.
Yeah.
So, technically, the wood often is actually kosher for schach, as long as it's not, like, you know, nailed in. So, what you have to do is take it down and put it back up. The shei mitzvah schach, and then a pergola can actually count as a sukkah, as long as it provides more shade than sun, according to at least some opinions. Cool. Okay, let's do another halacha hilchos schach. I like learning hilchos schach. Hachofer ba'arama shagadish kedei lasat chuka lamrot shagadish kasher schach asuka psula mishum shaklam nakub yadenu. We have a klal. If you dig. In order to make a sukkah, you already had like this a pile of stuff, and then somehow you dig out of it and you make it the walls of the sukkah, but the top part's already off. It's psula, it's pasul. Shum shaklal nakub yadenu, because we have a general klal. Taseh v'lo minaso, it has to be made, but it can't be from that which is already made. You need to make the sukkah by putting the schach on. Not that it should be made on its own by, you know, the schach already being up before the walls. First walls and then schach. You switch the order, and according to many poskim, it's possible. You can put a roof over the sukkah. That way you can, you know, put it over it during rainy times, you can cover it. And when the rain stops, you can, you know, take it down. Then you can go into the sukkah while it's dry. But this is important. But when the roof is over the sukkah, like, let's say, right, that sukkah right over there, the kotel, then it's the sukkah's psula. At that moment, it's pasul. Because it's separating between the heavens and the schokah. But then when you take it off, it's kosher again. But if you built it when the roof was over it, and then according to many, the sukkah is possible. Because you have to make the sukkah through the schach and not by removing the gagon.
Yeah.
So that makes sense, but that's...
But we must cut out.
Exactly. Ashaya, dam lekayem et mitzvah tzukah shulah shechaver natan roshus lecha meshva. I can use a borrowed sukkah that my friend gave me roshus. Nim chaver ba'al sukkah inu nimtza sham in der shalvakesh min roshus mutu leshevet b'sukkato. And if my friend sukkah's up and there's no way of asking him, I'm allowed to sit in his sukkah. Most Jews want you to do a sukkah, a mitzvah with their money. So they like you to sit in their sukkah. But if you know that guy is strict about that no one should go into the sukkah, or we're concerned that he might be embarrassed by you putting in the sukkah. So then you can't sit in the sukkah if there's a chance that he's not going to like it. Like in the movie Ushpizin, when they took the sukkah of the guy and they didn't ask him permission. Now this is important. You're not allowed to put your sukkah in somebody else's private property. Or in a general place where the general tzibor is not happy with you putting their sukkah there. You can't put your sukkah there. And if you did, then you don't bless on the sukkah. since you did an iser by putting up a sukkah in a place that you weren't allowed to put up your sukkah, you're not allowed to bless there. However, he points out in the footnotes that if it's on a place that doesn't bother anyone, and most people are putting up sukkahs, and it's just nobody minds, and it's a normal thing to do, then that's fine. And you can't put up a sukkah there. So it all depends on, is this a place that people are going to mind that you put up a sukkah there? Or is it a place that everyone's putting up sukkahs there, and it's understood, and it's normal? So it really is a case-by-case situation.